英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world. Hello, good morning, everybody. 这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在为您播出的是英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。那在昨天的节目当中呢，我们了解到啊，这个健康的身体不仅要有科学合理的膳食 ，right, a green diet， 还有适当的休息，是吧 ？A good sleeping and a good rest。更重要的呢是做适量的运动 ，proper exercises， right。好，接下来呢就让我们继续进行今天的学习新内容。那么咱们今天的话题呢，今天的情景剧呢就挪到了地点38 Scene 38 地点38 Swimming 游泳。今天为大家准备的话题呢就是 Topic 1 Warm up 热身。哎，为什么这个运动员在参加比赛之前要做热身运动呢？哎，这是因为啊，这个 warm up exercises 这个热身运动呢是为了保障随后激烈运动的这样一个安全性。那么这个 warm up 热身运动啊，是满足人体在生理和心理上的需求的啊。这个因为在这个锻炼之前呢，人体的机能是不可能在一开始就达到最高水平的，所以说呢，需要这个 warm up exercises 来调整运动状态。来，下面来听一段我们今天的情景剧。
Hello, is it necessary to do warm up exercises?I can't wait to dive into the water.
I'm sorry. Every customer coming here must do the warm-up exercise before getting down to swimming. That's our regulation.
Yeah, I see. You just want to do your job. But I want to know what advantages it has.
Okay, lovely boy. Try to be patient. Do you know the danger of swimming without warm-up?
As far as I know, people will be weak if they swim too long.
That's right.But the most dangerous thing is that their legs may spasm out of control when swimming.
Is that very dangerous? I'm a little scared. Do you offer the life buoy for us?
Yes. Besides that, we also provide our customers with goggles, swimming suit, and something like that.
Do you have the workers to save me if anything should happen?
Of course. All the workers here are able to swim, and they will come to your aid quickly.By the way, is that your mom?
Shirley comes over here.
Hello, madam. Please take care of your kid. Don't let him play around the deep water area. Okay, I bear it on my mind. He is just naughty. Thank you. How can I tell the abyssal zone from the shoal waters? Well, there are signs beside the swimming pool. Our workers will lead you there. That's good. We'll be more careful when we are there. And this is your swimming caps.And the yellow one is for your son. By wearing this, we can identify kids. Wow, Daniel, you'll be looking very good in that cap. Come here to put it on.
原来啊，今天的这个情景剧啊，是发生在 Mom and Daniel 之间的啊，久违了的这个 Daniel and Mom 啊，说这个今天这个妈妈带 Daniel 去游泳。这 Daniel 啊不明白，为什么咱们要做这 warm up exercises 呢？啊，这服务员就解释了，是吧？如果你要是不做这热身运动啊，很容易引起腿抽筋呐、啊，还有各种各样的问题。服务员呢还这个提醒 Daniel 的妈妈啊，不要让这个孩子在这个深水区玩耍，哎啊，尤其是没有做这个 warm up exercises。那今天呢，我们看一看这个咱们要学习的重点单词。第一个是跟咱们的这个游泳非常之密切的这个这样一个单词啊 ，dive。D-I-V-E, not drive, 啊，多一个 R 就是开车的这个驾驶 drive, 那我们今天要讲到这个单词 dive, D-I-V-E, 在今天的情景剧中有这样一句话，他说 I can't wait to dive into the water, Daniel 说了，我呀，我就等不及干嘛呢 dive into the water, 什么意思啊？我等不及了，我就想一猛子扎下去啊，这儿这个 dive 意思是潜水跳水的意思。I can't wait to dive into the water. 我想立马下水，一个猛子扎进去 ，right? Dive 在这里是潜水、跳水的意思。Dive into 就是跳进去、扎进去。Right? Dive 啊，这个他跳到河里面去救一个正在这个挣扎的这样一个小孩。He dived into the river to save a drowning child. 啊，跳进河里，一个猛子扎进去，救一个快溺死的这样一个小孩。Right? Dive 猛冲进去，猛扎进去，哎，当然它不仅仅表示这个下水，它也表示什么呢？您比如说这个 dive into the crowd， 表示像这个扎入这个水池里面一样啊，一猛子冲进人群啊，它不仅有扎啊，不仅有跳水，还有什么呢？冲进去，表示相当迅速 ，dive， right？dive into the crowd， 啊，这个走到这个新华书店是吧？啊，看到这个一本你特别想要的、想买的这个书，但是突然 dive into the purse， 什么呢？你突然把手伸到钱包里面，呀，忘了带钱了，忘了带钱包了 ，right？ 哎 ，dive into the purse， 手。突然伸到这个钱包里面去一抓，是不是？哎呀，没带，来啊 ，dive， 请注意哈，潜水、跳水、猛扎、猛冲，突然的进入，都是这个 d i v e dive。但是跳水哈，我们都知道，刚结束的这个奥运会，我们的这个跳水健将们是吧？啊，一个一个的获得一枚的金牌之后啊，您赞叹了 ，what a beautiful dive。啊，多么优美的跳水啊！啊，当然应该用复数哈 ，What beautiful dives！ 好，刚才这是 dive，d i v e。好，下面看一看我们第二个重点词，第二个重点词那是 aid，a i d。情景剧有这么一句话 ：Of course, all the workers here are able to swim. Then they will come to your aid quickly. 啊，这个当问到，万一要是是吧？啊，这个你要是游泳，万一你要是碰到一点危险怎么办呢？是吧？啊，腿抽筋了怎么办呢？没关系啊，有人来救您。Of course, all the workers here, 所有的这儿的工作人员 are able to swim, 都会游泳。And they will come to your aid quickly, 他们会很快回来。干嘛呢？ Will come to your aid quickly, 啊，很快回来救你的。在这儿啊，这个 aid 意思是这个帮助、支援、援助、救助的意思。Aid, A-I-D, aid, calling somebody's aid, 请某人啊援助啊 aid, 帮助援助是吧？注意这个地方的 aid 呢是一个名词，表示支援帮助的意思。您比如说 ，A dictionary is an important aid in learning a new language. 在学习一门新的语言的过程当中 ，a dictionary 啊一个这个字典 is an important aid 什么意思呢？是一个非常重要的啊工具 ，is an important aid 啊，非常重要的援助啊帮助的这样一个工具 ，right？ aid 请注意啊，是表示帮助、援助、支持 ，right？ 啊，这是 aid。好，看一看今天的重点词组 ：provide somebody or something with something， provide with。今天的情景剧中有这样一句话说 ：Yes, besides that, we also provide our customers with goggles, swimming suit, and something like that. 除此之外，我们给顾客呀、啊、提供什么泳镜啊、泳衣啊，还有一些像这样类似的这些东西 ，right? Provide our customers with A, B, C, right? Provide somebody with something. 为谁谁谁提供什么什么东西 ，right? Provide somebody 为某人 with something 提供什么什么东西 ，right? 啊，比如说啊，这个我们要为灾区的人民捐一些衣服和书，是吧？我们怎么说呢？啊，我们为那儿的小孩是吧？啊，这个 we should provide the children there, right? 我们应该为那儿的小孩子 we should provide the children there with clothes and books.我们为他捐衣服是吧？捐书 and something like that 啊，他们所需要的 and something they need， right？ 啊，这个当然除了为谁提供什么什么东西以外啊，除了表示具体的食物以外的话，我们还可以说啊，这个名牌大学给这个学生啊，好的大学给学生呢提供了一流的教师和教学楼啊，这就不是说像给你一个面包你吃完是吧？哎，这个教师教学楼是共用的啊，它也可以用 provide with， 比如说是吧 ？Those famous universities have provided students with first class teachers and teaching buildings 啊，这些有名的这个学校是吧？哎 ，those famous universities 啊，这个能够给学生提供是不是 provide students 什么东西呢 ？With first class teachers 一流的老师 and teaching buildings 还有这些个教学楼是吧、哎、provide somebody with something 好接下来呢我们 总结一下 warm up 热身运动的这些个功能性句型。 The first one, every customer coming here must do the warm up exercise before getting down to swimming. 每位啊，任何一位到我们这儿的顾客下水之前、游泳之前必须做热身运动。 Every customer coming here must do the warm up exercise before getting down to swimming.第一句话，第二句话 ，The most dangerous thing is that their legs may spasm out of control when swimming。啊，说到这个，如果不进行啊这个 warm up 热身运动的一个坏处，就是最危险的就是在游泳的时候啊，腿儿会因为抽筋而失去控制。The most dangerous thing is that your legs may spasm out of control when swimming. 所以说呢，这个热身运动啊是非常的重要。所以呢，以后啊，听众朋友，如果您要是去游泳的时候，一定要做热身运动。如果有人说不做，一定得告诉他 ，The most dangerous thing is that our legs may spasm out of control when swimming without the warm up exercise.好，那么接下来看第三个功能性句型呢，就是啊，这个有些这个游泳池边上的这个啊柜台，它到底提供什么服务呢？是吧？哎，您一边做着这个热身运动，他就跟您说了 ，We also provide our customers with goggles, swimming suit, and something like that。我们给我们的客户提供泳镜、泳衣，还有等等啊相关的这些用品，是吧？啊，如果您要是去过游泳馆，应该是享受了这些服务。那么，所以呢，这些话您得会说 ，right? Provide our customers or provide us with goggles, swimming suit, and something like that. Right? 好，那么接下来呢，再来听一遍我们今天的情景剧录音。Now let's check it out again.
Hello, is it necessary to do warm-up exercises? I can't wait to dive into the water.
I'm sorry. Every customer coming here must do the warm-up exercise before getting down to swimming. That's our regulation.
Yeah, I see. You just want to do your job. But I want to know what advantages it has.
Okay, lovely boy. Try to be patient. Do you know the danger of swimming without warm-up?
As far as I know, people will be weak.If they swim too long.
That's right. But the most dangerous thing is that their legs may spasm out of control when swimming.
Is that very dangerous? I'm a little scared. Do you offer the life buoy for us?
Yes. Besides that, we also provide our customers with goggles, swimming suit, and something like that.
Do you have the workers to save me if anything should happen?
Of course. All the workers here are able to swim.And they will come to your aid quickly. By the way, is that your mom?
Shirley comes over here.
Hello, madam. Please take care of your kid. Don't let him play around the deep water area. Okay, I bear it on my mind. He is just naughty. Thank you. How can I tell the abyssal zone from the shoal waters? Well, there are signs beside the swimming pool. Our workers will lead you there. That's good. We'll be more careful when we are there. And...This is your swimming caps, and the yellow one is for your son. By wearing this, we can identify kids. Wow, Daniel, you'll be looking very good in that cap. Come here to put it on.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声英语大赢家。哎，今天的特别任务呢，就是来学习一些有关于游泳用具和种类的词汇，因为毕竟啊，我们现在的话题是 swimming 嘛 ，right？ 记住词汇啊 ，bikini 比基尼 ，right？ 啊，一种非常时尚和潮流的啊，这样一种这个泳衣是吧 ？bikini button 比基尼是泳裤是吧 ？surfboard 冲浪板啊，一种这个海滩游泳运动的一个啊这个器具是吧 ？surfboard 冲浪呢 ？surfing 泳帽呢 ？swimming cap 泳衣呢 ？swimming suit 泳裤呢 ？swimming trunks right 啊，当然还有很多提高词汇，各种 这个游泳方式的单词哈、啊，仰泳啊、蛙泳啊、蝶泳啊、爬泳啊、爬泳啊，估计就是这狗爬式 ，crow stroke，right？ 好，那么这些单词呢，希望我们的听众朋友呢，啊，热心的听众朋友呢，查一查我们的字典 ，right？
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都英语。
接下来呢，我们又到了和听众朋友互动的时间了哈。这个上海的于晨鑫啊，这是一个老朋友哈，给我写信写了这个三四封了啊。他说什么呢？他说这个教师节快乐啊，今天都已经过了，可是呢，姜老师这两天实在是收的这个啊这个信件呢、啊、比较多啊，尤其是这个 email right 啊，这可能有些听众朋友呢说，可能写信呢、啊、怕记不着是吧？发了很多封 email 的这个邮箱里面啊，这个于晨鑫老朋友呢，他这么说，他说教师节快乐，那么同时呢也祝英语大赢家的啊所有的栏目老师，包括英语之夜和阳光英语的老师啊，教师节快乐啊！这是一位老朋友哈，我记得他这个岁数好像在70以上了，但是呢啊坚持咱们的节目呢也是坚持了一年多了哈、啊。那么在这个地方呢。借着我们的电波呢啊，这个姜老师呢啊，代表我们所有栏目组的工作人员和老师们啊，像在这过去的一年当中啊啊，这个支持我们关注我们的所有的听众朋友呢啊，问一声好哈、啊。虽然昨天是教师节，其实啊只要心意在，其实我们天天都过节，只要我们心存感恩的心，其实我们天天都可以祝这个我们的朋友们啊节日快乐。那么在这里呢也祝愿我们所有这个关注和支持我们英语大赢家栏目组的所有的听众朋友呢啊这个节日快乐，也祝你们呢这个身体健康啊万事如意。好，今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间同一频率，姜涛老师和您不见不散。